call the meeting back to order, please.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,336. Michael and Donna Beck seek variances from the rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115.25, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of William Dorsey Street, approximately 595 feet west of Siler Boulevard in the Lewis Crossing subdivision. The 911 address is 14503 William Dorsey Street, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 14338.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 6-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a screen porch and an 8-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard for an uncovered deck. Staff would note we've received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition and one mail return. The letter of support is from the Lewis Crossing Property Association, confirming that the applicant has also applied to them for architectural review and that the board raises no objections. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Michael Beck, 14503 William Dorsey Street, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. I am here applying for a rear setback variance for a screened-in porch that we are seeking to build with an adjacent small deck on the side so that we can put our grill and some outdoor stuff there. I want to address the five items that I need to prove. The uniqueness of the property, the fact that it can't otherwise be developed, that it was not created by me, that it will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, and the minimum variance required. So the uniqueness of the property, and if you don't mind.
Yes.
Okay. So to the uniqueness of the property, it's built on a cul-de-sac, which in and by itself is not very unique. What is unique about this particular home is that it was shoehorned in to the extent that the rear of the home is literally sitting less than 1 foot from the setback. I can't do a thing to it. You can see the small bump out to the right. I can't do anything there with it. I can't even put a step out there. It's literally like 0.8 of a foot from the setback. The rear also faces a retention pond and a walking path. I've submitted some photographs and some aerial photography as well because I wanted to show where the property is, where it is I'm seeking to add on so that you can see it in perspective. Looking out the rear of my home, I am 69 feet from the walking path. Only 11 of that is my property. And again, only less than one of it I've been able to do anything with. And the closest neighbor to me is 213 feet back. And I know this because I got a measuring stick and I literally measured it myself.
So is that your home of the arrow?
Yes. And I'll go through every one of those pictures. Any picture with an arrow is my home. Okay. If it doesn't have an arrow, that's my home looking out, just for clarification.
It's the neighbor you're referencing.
That is actually my house. No. I literally walked to her home.
Okay.
And then I looked at mine and I took a picture. I wanted to, yeah.
That's what you referenced, the 213 feet?
Yes, okay. That home is 213 feet from my home.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
While I'm here talking about the rear setback, also want to make mention that the front of my home faces a cul-de-sac, which is extremely compressed to the extent that I can't even park two cars and step on concrete. The left of my home, looking at the front, faces the clubhouse. The right of my home faces the only neighbor that I have who does not object to what I'm doing. We had lots of conversation about it. And you can take a look at the neighbor to my right. You'll notice that her home is actually built 20 feet up from mine to the extent that when I do anything in the back, if she's looking out of her screened-in porch, she can't see the back of my home.
I have one question for you, and I apologize for interrupting, but was the house built when you bought it?
It was already there.
It was already there.
Yeah, so for clarification.
Because I'm just kind of curious why you would buy this lot if it had so much wrong with it.
Well, I didn't, yeah.
So I'm just kind of curious.
I didn't know that, actually. So when we were buying the house, and we bought it about 10 and a half months ago, what we saw when we went to the house looking out was the pictures that you see. We saw a ton of land, and we didn't know anything about the setbacks, and then we got the survey back, and we started asking a lot of questions. And we talked to the realtor, we talked to the homeowner association, and we talked to the builder, we talked to the premier management who manages the property, and nobody could give us a straight answer. So all they could tell us was, it shouldn't be a problem, you know, and well, you know, go, you can apply for something later if you decide to do anything. And I'm like, okay. I mean, we want to build. We knew that, but we didn't really have much of a choice. We could either wait to buy the house and try and go through this process, which has taken me a year to get here, or we could buy the house and then look to see, you know, what we could do after the fact. So.
Okay.
In terms of can being otherwise developed, as mentioned, the rear faces the retention pond. That's not going to be used for anything else. The open space is owned by the community, and you do have a letter from the community saying that they don't object. There's a walking path back there, so they can't build there, and there's really no ability to build anywhere close to our property at this point. Not created by the applicant. So looking at the rear of the home, to your question earlier, when we purchased it, we saw lots of open space. We saw 11 neighbors in back of us, six of which have screened in porches, four of which have covered porches, and only one without a porch. Wasn't any reason to think that we too couldn't do a porch. So I put down white boards, and I don't know if you're able to put them up here. These were big aerial pictures that I had submitted to show exactly where this is going to go. There were some 8x10s, yes. Yep. And you'll notice that I put down white planks because I wanted you to see, again, the perspective of exactly what it is that we're seeking to do on the property. So I did sit down with the HOA. We had bought the house. I gave them our plans. They saw no issues with it. Unfortunately for me, the Architecture and Review Committee had disbanded. They weren't taking applications at the time, so I didn't have anybody to really talk it through with other than the executive board. Premier Property Management took all the applications and held them. And finally, a new board was just installed for Architecture and Review back on June 20th. So everything got handed off to them. They're in the process of reviewing it. And I reached out and said, look, you know, I have my zoning variance. I need a yay or a nay. I need support, or I need you to say no, but I need something. So they haven't reviewed the application yet, but they did review it to the extent, they didn't approve it yet, but they have reviewed it to the extent where they submitted a letter on saying they don't oppose it. And when they did that, there was a couple of stipulations in there which didn't make sense because the deck is an 8-foot variance request, and they put a 5-foot stipulation that I couldn't build any more than 5 foot. So I reached back out to them. I said, did you read the packet? And they then updated it. They were very kind about it, and they submitted an update. You should have that update letter. If you don't, I have a copy of it. But I'm waiting for my HOA approval for the overall architecture of what we're doing. So in terms of not altering the characteristics of the neighborhood, we had received three different quotes for this work. The one that we selected was not the least expensive, but it was one that had done a lot of work in the development. They built a lot of screened-in porches, and they have the approval of the executive board to do work in our development. They're very happy to hear that this particular firm was doing the work, and they're going to do it completely within line with what the board is looking to have done. I mentioned earlier, looking at the back of my home, in terms of not altering the characteristics of the neighborhood, 11 homes. I'm sorry.
This is what we need to hear. The criteria. Why should we grant this variance? There's 5 reasons.
Yeah, and I'm on the number 4, which is not altering the characteristics of the neighborhood. Right? So, again, looking at the back door of my home, 11 other homes, 10 of them have porches. So it's going to fit in line with the rest of the development. We talked about the pictures. I sent them. I won't go through those. We'll save some time. And it talks about not being a detriment to public welfare. That what we're proposing to do is certainly this won't be a detriment to public welfare. And then finally, the minimum variance. You have the numbers. It's 8-foot setback on the small deck that we're looking to put on there. That's mainly to house outdoor equipment that I don't want to keep inside for the purposes of not burning the place down. And the proposed screened-in porch, quite frankly, I'm building it a lot smaller than I otherwise would have without the variance request. We're literally only going out 10 feet. And that's pretty narrow in the scheme of things. But because we have 25 feet across, that's given us additional square footage we otherwise wouldn't have if we went out. So we're just going to make the most of that and do what we can. A couple other things I wanted to mention. I do have an 83-year-old father-in-law who lives with us. He's always been an outdoor person, and he sits outside at our home in Middletown, and he literally gets up, sits out on the deck all day long on the screened-in porch. We don't have that ability here, and it's something I really want to have so he can spend his time out there. Last picture that I had submitted, a little bit of humor in it, but it's one of those signs you wake up to and you go, wow, you know, on the day of my hearing being heard, I literally opened up the blinds from my back door, and there's this mosquito that's literally like this big sitting on my screen. And I didn't think much of it. A couple hours later, I go look, and he's still there, and I'm like, I got to get a picture of it. I mean, without the screened-in porch, that's what we're faced with back in that area, is my point. We've got the retention pond, and the mosquitoes back there are just pretty bad. So that's my story. And I know it's late. I can see it in your eyes. I'm sorry.
I'm good.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Does that end your presentation?
I think so.
Is there any questions from the board, members of the board?
Is there any other variances in that
neighborhood? Good question. I like that question.
So actually, Mrs. Borkovich did some research on this earlier, and there is a blanket variance in this development for the side yards. So they were originally approved 25, 10, and 10, but side yards in this development, they may now be 8. So there will be 8 variants in there.
There
potentially others.
But it's not for the rear. That's correct.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why those other units have screened porches, is because they could do that within the building envelope.
On the side.
It was a blanket for the side.
For the side, okay.
He can put it to the side.
No.
Yeah, we truly have, I mean, I said it earlier, we have a unique situation. Our home is literally shoehorned in. Most of the other homes there have lots of space front and back. I just don't have it. And I can't go up to the sides, which I didn't mention earlier, but I need a bigger variance on either side if I were to do that.
You are close to the pool, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you... You do or do not have approval from your HOA?
Great question. I don't have my formal approval, but I have them. They did review it, and they do not oppose it while they're going through their official approval process. So effectively what that means is they're okay with me getting the setback variance, but until they officially approve it, I can't do anything.
Is that true, Mr. Sharp?
Well, I mean, that's what the testimony is. I can't recall what the letter says. There was a letter of no objection, I believe, submitted by the HOA. Am I correct, Mr. Whitehouse?
Correct. The objection.
Oh. And it could be different than, you know, they could be giving a letter of no objection to the granting of a variance, but they still may be retaining the right to have their architectural review committee or whatever their own architectural standards are for approval. That is perhaps a different process
If the applicant hasn't received that, that may be something he would need to go through, even if he were to get the variance, and that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I submitted that application to the Architecture Review Board long before I submitted this application.
But the county ordinances supersede an HOA.
That's correct. So if the HOA had approved it and it encroached into setback, he still would need to come to us for the variance. He's just, in this process, going through the variance process before he has the HOA approval.
It's chicken or the egg for me, quite frankly.
And we've seen that before with some cases.
And just to confirm what Mr. Sharp just outlined, so the letter from the Property Owners Association is dated July 8th of this year, so it's very recent. And point number 7 in their notes of their approval says that the architectural modification shall be subject to the final review and approval by the Lewis Crossing Architectural Review Committee. So it looks as if they're linking it to our process.
But my point being is if it's approved, he could do it.
If we approve it, the board approves it, I should say. It sounds like he still needs to get formal approval from the HOA in order to build it to whatever their standards may be.
Yeah. The Architecture Review Board is looking at what it is we're building, how it's being built,
the fact that
it fits
in,
the materials. I had to submit pictures of pavers and decking and siding and. That's their focus. The fact that I need a setback variance is in addition to that.
Okay. No other questions? Okay, go ahead.
You have a couple bids in here and a couple drawings. Are all these like the same design? Because you have the steps coming straight down, which would probably keep it straight in line with the, not the screen in porch side, but the other side. Is that correct? It's just going to be 10 feet all the way across, including the steps.
Yeah, the steps will not impede beyond the 8-foot variance. The way that the and I believe the Architecture Review Committee had spelled this out in their updated email was, I will not be permitted to go beyond that 8 feet for steps, for landscaping, hardscaping, anything. So I have to bring it off the side of that in front of the screened-in porch. Which is fine. It looks perfectly fine like that.
With that in mind, if I may, Mr. Whitehouse, it appears to me that we would also need a variance of 8 feet for the steps, because I think you just stated for the porch and for the deck.
Correct. So
can I answer that, if I may? Because it's not going beyond the deck. It's the porch is a smaller variance. The deck is the larger variance.
So if it's all in line, not ordinarily, I'm sure Mr. Sharp will explain this, we would introduce the variances for the structures, and then if steps were required, ordinarily we'd introduce that in addition, just for the sake of completeness.
Yeah.
But in this case, if the steps are aligned.
Perhaps if I could ask the applicant a question. So to Mr. Williamson's question about where the steps are located, what is being asked for based on what we have is a 6-foot variance for the porch, which means it would be 4 feet from the property line, and an 8-foot variance from the rear for an uncovered deck, which means it'd be 2 feet from the property line. Now, the drawing that I believe you referenced has the steps projecting from the porch, am I correct?
They're coming from the deck.
They're coming from the deck,
yes.
But they wouldn't go any closer to the rear yard than the deck does. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what we would need to do is also have a variance of 8 foot from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for the steps, because it's a different structure. So that's
okay.
We had Mr. Whitehouse at the beginning that just stated that there were two variances. It now sounds like there's three, even though it won't go any closer to the rear yard than the proposed deck.
Okay, and I apologize. I didn't realize steps required the separate variance.
That's okay. And a lot of times in these applications, we kind of flesh these things out, and that's what we're doing here. So I want to make sure we had the record complete.
Thank you.
Got an outdoor shower here too. Is that like, is that falling in? I see a drawing for an outdoor shower.
Yeah, I gave you the entire packet. That won't impede any setbacks or anything on the side of the home.
Of course.
Yeah, we have an 8-foot setback on the side of the home, and it's only going to come out 4 feet.
If the shower were enclosed and attached to the property, staff have taken the view, we know there are similar instances, that may not project. It's not an ordinary ornamental feature of the building. So if that were in the setback, that should be included also. If its enclosure was within the setback, but you say it's not.
It's not impeding on any setback. It's I have 8-foot setback on the side,
yep.
And the shower will come out 4, so I still have 4 additional feet,
yep.
Beyond that.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's nothing to do with the back at all. You're doing.
That is not going in the back, correct? I included the entire packet so that,
yep.
I could put perspective on what it was we were doing.
I think the confusion's been caused by that. There's no mention of where it is. So
I apologize. I probably erred on the side of too much information.
All right. Any other questions?
I just have one, but Mr. Workman, to you.
I was just wondering.
I see on your survey here, it references a drainage easement. And it's unclear to me whether this would be projecting into that easement. Do you know anything about whether it would encroach into that or not?
On the rear of the house? On the side, sorry.
Well, the survey that's presented here, which is the one that shows, it has a note here on the scale. It says to note drainage and or public utility easement. It's like a dotted, shaded area that goes around the perimeter of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at the rear of the property, it looks like it would encompass part of the rear there. So I didn't know if you had any information about that easement or, you know, who had the easement, what it was for, any information you could provide.
I don't. So I'm not going to try and make up an answer. Are you talking about where the screened-in porch is the dotted line right behind that?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Because it says drainage and or public utility easement.
Yeah. So I don't know if that was a easement area for, you know, a cable line or electric or what have you, but it just appeared there was an easement there.
We do know that all of the utilities come in the side and from the front. I had to have some basement wall repairs done. We had everything marked, and we know everything comes off the front and straight up the side of the house. There are no utilities in the back.
Thank you.
It could have been for the community itself, though, not just for that house.
It says you have a trash enclosure too. Where is that going to be?
That's located? On the side as well. And I apologize. I really wanted to submit the one packet here and to the architecture review. I didn't want them coming back and saying I didn't give them everything and vice versa. That's off to the side of the house, and it does not approach. I'm not looking for any side variance on that.
All right, does anybody have any other questions? Hearing none, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? I will move that we close the public hearing, and I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, make a motion we table case number 12,336 to the next regular meeting.
I have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So we, with a 5-0 vote, we will defer it to our next regular meeting. But the public hearing is closed.
And if I may, what that means, Mr. Beck, is the board will deliberate and vote on it at that time. There will be no additional testimony or evidence submitted into the record. You're welcome to attend. You don't have to be here. You can watch it on the internet too if you wish. But the board will vote on it under old business at the next meeting or discuss it at that time.
Okay. Should I be present for that?
You do not need to be. But again, if you wish, you can be here as well.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
And for your information, the next meeting is August 5th.
Fifth.